General Raymond Odierno visits Fort Sam Houston's Army commands at least once a year and stops by BAMSI to check on wounded soldiers. This year, Odierno also brought the Purple Heart for a soldier wounded in Afghanistan.
The one thing that I try to tell everyone is that we have an incredible generation of young people who are willing to step forward, who are willing to serve selflessly, and if necessary, are willing to give all in order to protect our country. And today is a ceremony that recognizes that valor and heroism.
Staff Sergeant Robert Drubenstedt was injured in August of 2012 after a soldier set a bag of explosives down on an IED that had not been cleared.
And I was about 5 meters away from that. What saved me was I was kneeling down, and my vest and Kevlar took most of the blast. One soldier lost his life and another soldier was critically injured. So I think about it every day. My prayers go out with those families every day.
Drubenstedt here for medical treatment since his injury, now plans to retire and return to school. General Odierno, who has testified in recent weeks about the planned drawdown of U.S. forces, says San Antonio should expect cuts to its forces over the coming months that correspond to cuts across the board, including some reductions in the Army's medical capability.
Nothing will be untouched. When you cut 150,000 people out of the active component, you cut 35,000 people out of the National Guard, it's going to impact many things, to include the commands here in San Antonio.
The general also visited with two Fort Hood soldiers being treated at BAMSI after the shooting rampage April 2nd. Odierno said the Army's investigation is continuing. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.